On the subject, the value of life, I'm going to share with you what I went through with my father, Zichrono Livracha, who was a very, very sick man. Everything was wrong. He had heart disease, kidney failure, diabetes, whatever you could put to the list. He used to say that the doctors need to make a living, they make it for me. And towards the end of his life, I did not know what to do. To keep on going, not to keep on going, not responsive anymore, and basically suffering. At least that's what it seemed like. So I went to a big tzaddik, a big sage at that time. He was the Rosh Hashiva of Torah Vadas, Rabbi Avram Pam. I said, they want to do another procedure. I don't know what to do. So he said, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I will tell you, go to your rabbi, who was a very, very big tzaddik. May he rest in peace, Rabbi Shimon Zisholtz, who unfortunately passed away the past year from COVID. And he said to me that he has a tradition that when a Jew doesn't know what to do, he should go to the mikveh, immerse himself, purify himself, then lock himself up in a room, recite psalms, and it's basically Hashem and yourself. Hashem, it's me and you. Guide me. What should I do? And what comes to your mind after that session, that's the message. That's what you need to do. So I followed that advice. And there were two messages that came my way, which I followed to a T, and which I share with many people in similar situations. The first message that came was what we say in the prayer of Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi. In the morning, we say a prayer, Elokai, Almighty God, Neshama Shenasatabi, the Neshama that you gave me to Horahi, is very pure. And we say Neshama Shenasatabi, that the Neshama that you gave me have nothing to do with it. And we end off that prayer, Kol Zman Shenashama Bikirbi, as long as this Neshama is inside of me, Modani Lefanecha, I thank you, Hashem, that there is a value to Kol Zman Shenashama Bikirbi. There's a value of the soul staying here and being here and accomplishing whatever it has to accomplish, so that when Hashem takes the Neshama back, it's in the best state that it possibly could be. And we're even thanking Hashem for that. We're not meddling in His business, because life, the key to life and death, is His business. And then the second thing that came to me were the words of David HaMelech, King David, in Tehillim. That was very, very moving. I'll share it with you. It's in the prayer of Min HaMeitzah. David HaMelech says, Loi omos, I shall not die. Ki echya, I shall live. Va'asa per, and I shall say, Masaka, the great wonders and doings of God. So the obvious question is, if Loi omos, if he's not going to die, he's going to live. So why did he have to say a double expression? Loi omos, I will not die. Ki echya, because I will live. That was what came to me in the form of a question. And what the answer was, that you would think, Loyomos, I don't want to die. Ki echya, I want to live. Vasapa masaka, that I should say masaka. I should be able to say Hashem's great doings. But what about when I can't say Hashem's doing? I'm in a coma, I'm unconscious, I'm on a respirator. I can't say masaka. So then what's the purpose? So David HaMelech is saying to us, Loi omos, ki echya. Everything is better than death. And that's why right afterwards he says another pasuk, Yasa Yisraniko, pain me and even let me suffer. Just don't give me death. Everything is better than death. When a person is dead, he cannot accomplish nothing anymore. But when a person is alive, he could be accomplishing in many ways. First, we don't know what's going on in his mind. Secondly, the parent is giving their children an opportunity to fulfill the great mitzvah of honor your father and your mother. We are also showing the sanctity of life, that we do not allow people to meddle in life. We are totally disconnected from that subject. We have no opinions. We have absolutely nothing. So therefore he says, Lo yamos ki yachya. You would think I don't want to die and I want to live vasap and masakar in order to say Hashem's great deeds. But what about when we can't say Hashem's great deeds? So then maybe it's okay to die. So that's why he says, Yasi yisrani ka. Vilamavish lalasanani. So this is a very, very important concept. That's why many times they pull the plug and a person continues to live. And my father was so sick that the last few days they couldn't even do dialysis anymore because there was no vein available in his entire body to be able from where to do the dialysis. And the doctors wanted to end it. I didn't let them. You will not believe me if I tell you that my father lived 9 days without dialysis. 9 days. They wrote the whole study about it. How could a person live 9 days without dialysis? But when the moment came, before Shabbos, at Hashem's clock, at Hashem's watch, he departed peacefully, like a tzaddik. No doubt he went straight up to Gan Eden. It's very, very important when we get into this situation, where do you draw the line? And who are we relying on? We're relying on Goyim to decide the value of a Jewish life. Their value for life is very different than our value of life. How often do they pull the plug? They shouldn't pull the plug. They don't care. And today it's about money because insurance companies are pressuring the hospitals because they don't want to pay for needless things. Now, once human beings start to play around and start taking charge of life and the value of life, then many, many shall die before their time shouldn't have died. And how many recorded cases are there of people that were in comas for a year, 2 years, and all of a sudden they woke up? Who's to say? Who's to say? This is the advice that I give based on true life experience. And I told all of my children that I want to stick around in this world as long as he wants me to stick around in this world, whatever the circumstances may be, because I don't belong to me. I belong to Hashem. And I have no opinion in the matter. I have no rights to the matter. Once I start to give a right, that means I'm in Hashem's zone. I have no rights and I have no opinions. My neshama doesn't belong to me, only during the time that's in my body. My body doesn't belong to me because Hashem is giving me life all the time. So obviously it's not me, it's Him. That's a very, very important principle for us, which we're going to learn now, by the way. And that's called bittuch. Bittuch means that you got to surrender. You got to disengage. So it's very nice to learn about bittuch, but it's easier said than done.